I wanted to record this video because today I got out of a psychiatric hospital and I had never been to one before. It took me over a year to walk in the door, and it was absolutely not the experience I expected at all, to be honest. There is a lot of stigma around the idea of mental health care, and certainly with the idea of going to a mental hospital, psychiatric hospital for care, definitely gigantic stigma. And in my conversations with nurses there, they definitely acknowledged that stigma. They realize it and acknowledge it. And I have to say, after spending time there, I can say unequivocally that those people are doing damn good work and very important work. They're saving a lot of lives there. And if I get myself into a situation where I need to go back, I will, because I know those people care. They're very good at their job. They listen to you. They acknowledge what you're dealing with. They understand you. And they're compassionate. And they just simply care. And I know from my own personal experience with depression that one of the hardest things when you're feeling that way is to really feel as though people understand what you're dealing with. People acknowledge that you're in pain and that you're suffering. And people could acknowledge that, yeah, you don't see it on the outside. And it really sucks that, there's basically no acknowledgement that you're dealing with a serious illness because people can't see it. It's not like I'm, in a wheelchair or some other, different way of mobility, maybe something, I'm impacted in some way where it's evident I'm struggling. But the thing I can tell you is from going in there, I saw people from every generation. I saw every gender. I saw every sort of socio-economic level was represented in there. Depression doesn't discriminate. It's like a cancer in your brain. But it's invisible. So, to others, rather, it's invisible to others. So, really, the point I want to hammer home is that psychiatric hospitals are good places doing really good work, and they really want to help. And I know a lot of people out there don't even want to go near one of those places because they think it's, they're. I don't know. They have fears about imaginary things. I can tell you this, I was apprehensive about going, even at the point where I was inside the hospital. I had to go through the ER first to get admitted. And then when I was admitted, I didn't actually get inside there till about 10 p.m., almost 11. So pretty much everyone was in their room, door shut. Place was quiet, very quiet. So I pretty much just went in and went to bed. And then you wake up the next day, and then you walk out the door. You have no idea who you're going to see, what's going on. You have no idea what the day is going to bring. That initially is a little hard to have come at your mind when you're in that state. And I had to really work at keeping an open mind, and I really had to work at participating and plugging myself into the group activities, simply because I know that if I didn't, I really probably wouldn't get very much benefit or wouldn't get well, certainly well enough to have them release me. 'Cause that actually was one thing. They do put a 72-hour hold on you. When you are admitted to those places, they simply want to make sure that you're okay, number one, that you're stable, and that there is a game plan when you leave, that so that you have continuity of care, so that when you go see the doctor or whatever outside of the hospital, they're well informed of your visit, and totally are up to date with the data, etc. So in summary, I cannot say enough good things about psychiatric/mental hospitals. Extremely important places. And I'm frankly surprised more people don't seek out serious help. Are you ready? So, yeah, that's it. Later.